What's happening, party people? Welcome to another episode of Tuesdays and Thursdays Leadership Sessions. I'm your host, Damian L. Butler. And it's a news flash. 1993 was 30 years ago. 1993 was 30 years ago. What happened in 1993? That's when I finally graduated high school. That's when I trotted out into this world on my own. That's when I started making adult decisions. That's when I started to achieve some things that I could look back on and see 30 years later that I made some good decisions. Or there's a few that I made some bad decisions. And in this episode, we're going to talk about a few of them. 1993 was 30 years ago. So as I reminisce, I'm reminded that it's 30 years ago because not too long ago, I went to my 30-year high school reunion and I had a ball. Shout out to the class of 1993, Duval High School, Lanham, Maryland, Prince George's County. Good times, good times, good times. I enjoyed the time, the weekend. We actually had a couple of events that that were planned. I wasn't a part of the planning for this one. We did the 20th. I was part of the 20th reunion planning committee, and that was a good time, but that was 10 years ago, man. Time flies. Time really flies. But, you know, just looking back over the time, you know, a lot has happened in 30 years. You know, I enlisted and commissioned in the military and have retired. I began teaching and I've become an administrator. I got married. I had children. Lost a few very close, very dear people over the time, and I've made some wonderful friends. 30 years has been a good time. And it seems like a lot when you look at it and you count the numbers, but I mean, in the grand scheme of a lifetime, that's a third. Well, no. Wow. If we look at it as a lifetime, if the lifespan is really 77 years, I'm almost halfway through this thing. But I've enjoyed the journey. I was a different kid. I was odd. I was what some people would call a nerd, and I'll accept that title. I'll take that, looking back at it, because I heard a great quote by Bill Gates. He said, "Be careful how you treat nerds, because one day you will work for one." I hire and fire. Have been doing it for a little few years. I've made some decisions for people that have lasted and changed careers. I'm not boasting about it, but hey, man, that's what happens. You know, be careful how you treat a nerd, because you may end up working for one. But it's been a great journey. I mean, the lifetime. You know, the lifetime that I've had on Earth. And I'm grateful for it, because everybody doesn't get to say 1993 was 30 years ago. Some people leave out of here before it's their time, or before we're ready for it, before we think it's their time. The time is their time. And, you know, some people just don't get the opportunity to look back and enjoy the view from, you know, 30 years later. So I've been blessed to do a lot of good things, a lot of fun things, and impact, and be impacted by a lot of people. Reminiscing and checking out what's happened, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy. The accomplishments that I've been able to put together, the accomplishments of my family, you know, I've been married for 23 years. Good times, bad times, but the times still continue. I mean, to the same person, 23 years in a row, as one of my mentors, Glenn P. Brooks Jr. says, 23 years in a row, ups and downs, but I get to continue to do that. And that's happened over the last 30 years. My children have done some great things in the world. They're finding their way. So I'm grateful for all that has come my way. I have a career in the military that I can be proud of. I can look back and enjoy some highlights. There's a low light or two. There's a couple of things I was like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But it happened, and I was still able to persevere and get some things done. You know, it's oftentimes you go back and, you know, you talk, and the questions I ask, you know, if you could change anything, what would you change? And I wouldn't change a thing. I mean, because if I changed it, the last 30 years would be different. And I don't know what I would be willing to give up for another perceived outcome. So as I sit here and sip on some Ethiopian chamomile tea, I'm grateful for the 30 years and the opportunities and the relationships. And I'm just grateful. I mean, I'm just, you know, I guess this is taking time to reminisce on what is, be thankful for what isn't, or thankful that it didn't go the way it could have went, or I didn't get everything I deserved, or, you know, just 1993 was 30 years ago. Within 30 years, man, I've had a ball. I've had a ball. You know, I watch athletes all the time, and it's like, man, I should have tried harder and to do this and that in high school and sports, and I'd have been this, that, I had this. Hindsight is always 20/20. But I remember a play playing flag football in the Air Force. And I just didn't think like an athlete. You know, I didn't think like a star athlete, I would say. I remember the play vividly. I was playing, not only the linebacker, defensive back. What difference does it make in flag football, right? But I was playing, and I saw the quarterback looking at this receiver, watching him. And I thought, if I can get my hands on this ball, I can knock it down. Of all things to think about, knocking it down. I should have intercepted the ball and tried to run it back. But my intellectual, athletic prowess, whatever you want to call it, said knock it down. Instead of turning the ball over, they got another go. I don't remember if they scored or punted or whatever. I just know I had both hands on the ball and I knocked it to the ground. I should have intercepted it. But that's just an example of what my athletic prowess was all about. I didn't think like an athlete all the time. But I was in the Air Force doing the thing I wanted to do, progressing towards the goal I wanted to achieve. And here it is 30 years later. Well, I guess the career is over. I don't remember exactly how. That's probably 96 time frame. So it's probably 28 years later, somewhere in there. But my military career is over. And I achieved the things I wanted to achieve in that arena. Athletics was not my thing. But as I tell a lot of people, soldiers, well, military folks, especially soldiers and Marines more than anybody else, are professional athletes. Because our first formation of every day is PT. And you need to run. You have a standard you have to meet athletically. You have to run this 2 miles. Well, my time was 2 mile run, 2 minutes of sit-ups, 2 minutes of push-ups, sit-ups, 2 mile run, in that order. Now it's a little bit more, you know, there's like 6 or 8 events, something like that. Yeah, that's why I'm done. I'm gone. I did my thing. But I had to meet that athletic standard and do it every day on a regular basis and lead people through it and show them and be an example and all that kind of stuff. So I wasn't the NFL star, NBA, you know, or Hall of Famer, but every day, You know, I did my thing in the PT field as I needed to do, and I was able, you know, to achieve a few things. 30 years later, man, I keep saying 30 years. I know, and it may not be that much for you. And every time I say 30, you remember, like, man, that's old. That's a long time. Time is going to fly. And I hope you're having fun, because it's going to tick whether you want it to or not. It's best that you have an opportunity to control what you're doing and, you know, make an impact. So when however many years later you look back, you can enjoy it, you can be proud of it, and, you know, you can be thankful for it. I'm all those things. I want this episode to be a reminder to you that as you go through this journey, everything is not going to be peachy keen. Everything is not going to be the way you want it. You know, everything is not going to end up the way you wrote it down. But if you keep going, you keep pushing, you stay focused, you'll get the things that you want. Your goals will be achieved. But you got to keep pushing. You got to stay focused. No one's going to achieve these things for you. You got to do it for yourself. If you think you're odd or you feel like you're out of place, believe in yourself. Believe that you're doing the right thing. And if you're not hurting anybody, you're not trying to beat anybody over the head, you're not trying to cheat anybody, you're doing the right thing. Keep it up. These are your choices. This is your life. No one else can live it for you, and you can't live anybody else's. And just because you see something the way you see it doesn't mean that's the way it actually is. The grass is not always greener on the other side. And that grass over there needs to be mowed and taken care of just like yours needs to be. So take care of yours. Trust yourself. Trust the process. Don't quit on yourself. You want to be weird. Well, if you think you're weird. Be you. If you think you're a nerd, be the best nerd you can be. If you think you're the cool kid, make sure you're treating the nerd properly, because you just might work for him, them, her, that oddball, you know, that does whatever she does. She doesn't talk to you, but she's achieving great things. Do what you're supposed to do for you. Worry about you. You can't run anybody else's race. Fuel your car. Take care of your tires. Make sure you're getting your oil changed. Take care of your stuff. Because in the long run, that's all you can control is you and what you do. Believe in your journey. Believe in it. You know, I look back at some things that I did, and I was, like I said, I was awkward. I had some things that were like, I was weird. That was odd, but it worked for me. It sometimes it didn't work, but it worked out for the best. It worked out in the long run. I mean, there are very few things that I have done that have caused me pain. I have had some pain, but very few things that I've done. Go after it with some gusto. You know, have your fortitude, mental and physical fortitude to get done what you need to get done. You know, I pride myself on letting my imagination go and oftentimes creating the things in my mind. You know, there are very few things that I imagine, or I had good outcomes. I had good outcomes. More good than bad. Well, I remember more good than bad anyway. I mean, somebody may know something that went another way. Hey, it worked for me. And it'll work for you too. Whatever interval of time you look back at, be it 10 years, 20 years, or in my case, 30, hopefully you can look back at that with great gratitude and satisfaction that you met the goals that you set for yourself. Everything is not going to be perfect. But if you keep moving towards that goal, it's all going to work out in the end. My end is not here. This is just a check-in. 1993 was 30 years ago. And in 30 years, I've lived a good life, man. I hope I can be an example for you to live a good life too. You can't do everything that I did. You can't do them the way I did them, because you got to do them the way you got to do them. Do what you got to do for you, because you can't do it for anybody else until you do it for yourself. You can't serve from an empty dish. Take care of home. Enjoy the journey. Trust the process. Need some advice? You got any questions? You know where to find me. I'm on the gram. Pizza Lacks Leadership. Well, you can check out the podcast at The Manifest One. And I finally got my name back. I'm kind of excited about that. At Damien L. Butler on Instagram is back again. But you know Twitter is there too. At Damien L. Butler on Twitter, or X, or whatever it's called now. And at The Manifest One. Check me out. Let me know if I can help. I'm here for you. And I appreciate y'all being here for me. Until next time, y'all. Trust the process. Finish the race. See y'all soon.